Hi, everybody. It's Donna Fox with Akashic Wisdom. We're in here a couple minutes early, but you can get yourself comfortable. We already have at least one question for our show tonight. So if you're new to listening to the Akashic Wisdom call-in talk show, we are here answering questions from the Akashic Records. And many people think the Akashic Records are only about past lives, but they are the sum and total of all things that have ever happened, and every thought, word, and deed since the beginning of time and beyond, not just on this planet or even in this realm, but in multiple realms on any planet that has life, that is consciousness. And so all consciousness is held within the Akashic Records. And so tonight, I answer questions. I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer. And we're going to be talking about the records. Like I said, we already have one question that we're going to start out with. If you would like to ask some questions of the Akashic Records, now we're talking about your life, your purpose, your path. The records don't necessarily talk about the futures, because the futures can be created by you, by your choices. However, as long as I have your current legal name, and you can certainly email that to me at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. And you can email me your questions there too, or you can call direct in. It's on a toll-free number at 888-429-5471. Or if you're out of the country and you want to dial direct, our country code is 011, and the direct dial number is 323-744-4841. And you can ask questions, and what comes forward is, I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I feel, what I see, and what I hear. And there's really no filters here. So it's your information, and 10 minutes after I talk about it, I'll probably forget it, because I typically do. So the idea here is for you to gather a question and call in, and you will talk to my producer, Doug, and he's a really nice guy. And you can just, you know, wait on the line, and we'll be ready to talk, okay? So you can ask anything you want about the Akashic Records, how they work, why they work, how they work in your life. I'm also going to be offering a level one class, Akashic Records workshop, here in Ohio on February 27th and 28th. And if you would like more information about that class, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Or you can also ask for information for a private consultation there too. But to get a flavor or a sample, if you will, of what an Akashic Records consultation is like, you can certainly call in tonight and ask whatever question to get a feel for it. Also, if there's anybody out there that's had an Akashic Record consultation, needs some more clarity on what they received, or would like to ask additional question, or even make a comment on what they received from their consultation that was meaningful, you're welcome to call in. Always love to hear from you, because this program is for you. I do this as a service so people can understand more about the Akashic Record energy, and we can anchor more of this energy on the planet. One thing I do want you to know is that the Akashic Records energy is based on love. It's heart-centered. So we use a specific sacred prayer that is actually shifts the energy. It's a vibrational key that makes the information accessible. And because I'm not interpreting anything, as I said, I'm going to tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. We want to anchor that love. So this is not like foo-foo. information. It's very grounded. It's very poignant to your life. And again, it's very interactive, so you can ask questions. So we're going to go to our first question here is from Brent. And Brent is a longtime listener to Akashic Wisdom. And his question is, you mentioned that I had healing powers when you opened my records last time. I'm studying quantum touch healing with, and he names his teacher. My goal is to work on the records to help get guidance during healings. Can you tell me what the records are saying on how I can get the most out of my abilities? Well, okay, so here's, first of all, it's really going to be important that you learn all that you can from this study, this energy work. The reason that's important is because when you finally do take an Akashic Records workshop, you'll be able to move into the records work will meld with this healing, and that's the way this work actually enhances other healing modalities. So, for example, someone who is a Reiki master or somebody who performs Reiki sessions on people, they actually can open their Akashic Records, and it will expand the field. And it will expand the field of yours that will give you a more profound session with your client. If you go to level two, where you learn how to access other people's records, let me just kind of move back for a minute. There are four levels of Akashic Records consultations and readings and workshops. The first level is learning how to open up your own personal records. The second level is learning how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals. The third level is going deeper into your spiritual lineage. And the fourth level is a professional level that helps you have set a path and like a business plan, if you will, for actually creating your Akashic Records business. Now, that being said, level one, you can open your records in service to your client. So, Brent, what you would do once you understand how to open your own personal Akashic Records and you've had enough experience opening your records, so that you understand what the energy feels like and you have developed a relationship with the masters, teachers, and loved ones, that's going to be very important. Then you can use your the Akashic Records to expand your abilities, if you will, the energy work that you're doing. It'll actually expand your knowledge, your wisdom, because when you work with your own personal Akashic Records and you're working to help, like in a healing situation, your question is how can I best serve? And then you would give the person's legal name with your records open. So you're doing it in service to them. You're not going to open their records on a level one, but you would open your records in service to them. And now, this can be done from a therapy point of view. So if somebody is a therapist or a counselor of some kind, they can open their Akashic Records. If you do tapping, you can open your Akashic Records when you're doing tapping, the EFT tapping. You can open your Akashic Records when you're journaling, for example. So that the Akashic Records can be used in every area of your life. And quite frankly, there are many people who just go to level one and have all that they need. So it depends on what you're called to do, and your heart will tell you what you're called to do. However, if you're called to this energy, if you're called to learn more about the Akashic Records energy, then I encourage you to contact me and learn more about the class and what's going to be actually offered in the class on February 27th and 28th. There are many people who take an Akashic Records class that they just know that's what they want to do. That's what happened to me, basically. I had a consultation first, and I knew right away that I wanted to do this work. That was over 20 years ago. So getting back to Brent here, the goal, your goal is to have the records open is very, very good. You can actually, should you choose to move forward from level one and go to a level two, you could then ask your client, because we always want to open the records of others with their permission. We don't open up the records of anyone without their permission. And so you would actually create a business around this quantum touch healing, and that where you could get the permission of your client to open their records. And there may be people who don't want their records open. In that case, you could still open your records in service to them, and you won't get anything more than what you need for that person at that time for that session. So also, if somebody is a numerologist or works in astrology, and you know how to open up your Akashic records, you can do that in service to your clients that come to you, and it will expand your consciousness so you give a more in-depth reading with more information for your client, and that's something that you could definitely do. Brett, if you have other questions, then I'm going to ask you to email me if you'd like, or call in. Anybody can call in again at 888-429-5471. And the richness of this program comes from your questions, either by calling in or by emailing them to info@akashicwisdom.com. That's my email address. So that can be very helpful. There also, with your question, Brent, creates a opening here of helping people understand more about what they truly want to do. There's many, many people out there want to understand what their soul's purpose is. And their soul's purpose has to do with finding the modality or the career or the position or the job or whatever you want to call it that instills the most joy, instills the most passion. And so there's many people out there that are saying, well, I like a lot of things. I never know what to choose. And the records have been very clear by saying it doesn't have to be just one. It can be more than one thing. And there was something that came forward today that is important for you to know. And the statement is, curiosity will lead you to your passion. And so this, what's important here is not to just feel that there is one thing. It's about quelling your own curiosity and move from one thing to another as you are being curious. Once you find something that you don't want to leave, that you don't feel full with, then you can work on your passion and it will just naturally arrive. So now we have a caller. So I'm going to say, hello, caller. This is Donna Fox. You're on Akashic Wisdom. How are you?
Hi. My name's Ruth. Donna, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Ruth. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York? New York City or... The state of?
Upstate.
Upstate New York. Okay. All right. Have you listened to the program before?
Yes.
Okay, great. So how can we help you tonight?
I would like to know from my Akashic record of my contract with each one of my children.
Okay, so that would be fine, but you will have to name them.
Yes.
Is that okay on the...
Sure, Dad.
Okay, all right.
Russell?
Yes. What's Russell's last name?
Alan.
Alan, did you say?
Yes.
A-L-L-E-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to... Is your last name also Alan?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go one at a time. So... What we want to know is, what is Ruth Allen's contract with Russell Allen? Is that correct?
My soul contract, yes.
Yeah. So the idea here is that we won't ask about what Allen's contract is with you, because that would be opening his records, and we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Because we don't have his permission. So, and
okay.
He would have to be on the phone giving me permission, but we can certainly find out. What was the purpose of you being his mother? How about that?
That's good.
Okay. So, and what he needs from you. So the things that you can ask about another person is, what do they, and he's on the planet, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Because if somebody who's off the planet, we can't access, because we can ask why they were in your life. But anyway, okay. So what we're asking here is, Ruth Allen would like to know, what does Russell Allen need from her? Oh, I'm also...
That's good.
I'm sorry?
That's good.
And how can you best support him? How about that?
Okay.
And any information on her contract with him? Okay,
yeah.
So... So the first thing that comes forward is, there is distance with Russell Allen. And again, I'm not interpreting this, so I don't know what that means to you. But so many times what I'll say, does that make sense to you? Do you understand that? So the first thing that comes forward is, there's distance here. And I'm also feeling that there's an emotional distance, and I don't know what that's about. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, okay?
Yep.
And what I'm also hearing is, there's a fear of loss. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So do you understand the fear of loss?
Yes.
Okay, and so, do you want to understand how you can best support him in this feeling?
Yes.
Okay, so how can Ruth Allen best support Russell Allen's in his feeling of fear of loss? So. So the picture I'm receiving is that you reach out, but your arms aren't long enough. Can you identify with that?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. And so the idea here is there's another picture, and what it is, it's just showing me like a camera lens that opens and then shuts. Open. It's almost like it opens and you get a glimpse, and then it shuts down again. Do you understand what that means for you?
Pretty much.
Okay. And so, the most important part here is to send love and embrace him when the lens is closed.
Okay.
And what that means is just because the lens is closed, it doesn't mean that he's not open to hearing you.
Correct.
the lens closes when he's not able to feed back to you or share with you, but it doesn't mean that it's closed for him to hear you. And so it's really going to be important that whatever went on in the past, Ruth, it's time for you to walk through a new doorway and leave that bag of rocks at the side of the road. It's almost like when you want to actually communicate with him, they're showing me you getting up or visualizing you literally walking into or being into a different room.
Thank you. I understand that.
Okay. And it's really because it has a way of shifting you. And it's like, and when you walk into a different room through a different doorway, you do it with the intention of creating a new relationship for that moment. Is that helpful?
Yes, very much.
Okay. And so the idea here is that I'm also being told that there's much anger here.
I understand.
Okay. And the way the anger can be dispelled is to allow zero judgment of the past and the present to be there between you. So that you may not agree. Yeah, but it's more than understanding it. It's about embodying it. So it's one thing to understand I have to do this in my head. It's another thing of actually feeling it in your heart. And what they're suggesting you do is that in order to be able to dispel anything from the past or any anger from the present, is that when you're speaking to him, that you imagine you're holding him as a baby. Because
okay.
That's when the purest form of love was there between the two of you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so when Russell was born, were you happy that he was born?
Absolutely.
Okay. And so can you remember holding him for the very first time?
Absolutely.
Can you move into that feeling of joy and excitement?
Yes, I can.
So that's it's like so when you want to communicate with him from a point of love, it's about really moving into that feeling.
Okay.
Is this all helpful? I mean, did this kind of answer
Absolutely.
Your question? Okay, great.
Yes.
Did you want to move on to someone else?
Yes, I'd like to move on to my other son.
Okay.
His name is Robert Allen.
Okay. So, Robert, so we would like to understand how Ruth Allen can best serve Robert Allen and what he needs from you.
Absolutely. That'd be a good question.
What I'm hearing is he has a stronger spirit. He's more self-sufficient somehow.
It's possible.
When's the last time you talked to him?
Thursday.
Okay. So the idea here is And again, does he sometimes tell you what you want to hear?
All the time.
Okay, then. All right. That's where the stronger spirit is, you see, because it's almost like he's afraid of your judgment.
That's possible.
Whereas Russell would sometimes knuckle under because of it. Robert just won't tell you the truth.
Right.
Okay. He just will tell you what you want to hear, and he's much more elusive as far as his feelings are concerned. It's like both young men have a hard time expressing their feelings, but Robert will express what the feelings that he thinks he's supposed to feel.
Okay. That's understandable.
Okay. And so what's important here is, again, whatever came by earlier, it's the same thing. It's really about no judgment. Because it's really about expressing to both of them that you would like to create a new relationship. If you can say that in truth. And that's
okay.
Not, this is not a criticism of you. It really more has to do with what you're willing to do and what
okay.
you're willing to eliminate in your life. So
okay.
it's about when you come to a point that you're really willing to see them for who they are and accept them, that's the new relationship you want to talk about. But it's got to
okay.
come from you. In other words, and when you do that, it's not about expecting them to do the same for you.
That's understandable.
Is it?
Yes.
You understand? Okay. So the idea here is that it's really more about you being willing to take everything that's happened in the past or any kind of feelings of today and literally putting them in a like a box and burning it.
It's understandable as well.
Okay. Do you journal at all?
Yes.
So one of the things that's going to be real important is to journal your anger individually for these young men. Because
okay.
because what I'm receiving is that you feel disappointment in both for different reasons.
For different reasons.
Different. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So which makes you angry? It also makes you feel very guilty, which makes you angry.
Yeah.
And the anger and the frustration comes out in the tone of voice that you use when you're talking to them.
Okay.
So it's really about journaling all that junk separately. Let it rip. I mean, just every negative feeling, every piece of anger, and if you want to, you know, put a few choice words in there, whatever you feel comfortable, and then as soon as you feel complete with that journal, you're going to rip it out, rip it up. And when you rip it up, you are ripping it up with the intention of burning it to call all of that complete and done.
That's a good idea.
Yep. And so the idea here is for you to once you do that, those ashes need to be disposed of in an honoring way. Because you can't throw them down the toilet or put them in the garbage now, okay?
Right.
So are you near the Finger Lakes or you have a lake around you?
We have a couple of lakes.
Okay. So you can either take them to the lake or you can bury them in dirt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something that's going to create the cycle so it goes back to nature.
Closing, yes.
And then if something else crops up, you just keep doing this until you're clear that you can look at them as newborn babies, because they're not willing to look at themselves that way because they have a lot of anger about themselves
that
they don't know what to do with. But that can't be your problem. Only your issue is looking them with differently, because when you start treating them differently, they're going to respond differently.
Okay.
So no more criticism about the way they live their life.
I'll try.
Well, that's the piece, and that's, believe me, the records are not, they're not criticizing you. They're saying that's what needs to be eliminated because that's what's creating the barrier. Because there's also rebellion there. Is this making sense?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, you can place this. Because if you can't place it, you need to tell me so I can say it differently.
Oh, I can place it, yes. Yes, I understand.
Okay. All right. So the idea here is there's that. And just give me a second here. And then the other thing, Ruth, is you have to do all this for you.
I understand that.
Yeah. And it's you know, people say, well, I don't know how to forgive myself it's not about forgiveness, because the reality is nobody really knows what forgiveness means or is for themselves. It's got different layers and levels.
Mm-hmm.
It has more to do with acceptance.
Okay.
And it's really about accepting yourself. You know, we all make mistakes in certain areas of our lives, but that doesn't relegate us to hell. We create our own hell by remembering and recreating those mistakes. And it's time for you to get let go of that stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
You know,
can we try one more?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can we try one more child?
Sure.
Okay, her name is now Renee O'Connor.
R-E-N-E-E O'Connor?
Yeah.
Okay. Does she have children?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you close to them?
Pretty close.
Okay. So the idea here is what I'm hearing is Renee is like the comforter of the family. In other words, like she doesn't like to make waves with you, but she'll come down on her brothers pretty hard.
Of course.
Okay. But what I'm hearing is she does try to comfort you.
Of course she is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't necessarily have to be, of course. She could be, you know, it's a different...
Yeah, it's her. It's
yeah, that's who her. She is. Yeah, she's a pleaser. And what I'm hearing is it's not almost, it is. It's like even though these three kids were brought up in the same household, she had a totally different experience than they did.
Yeah.
And it's like because of the way she processes stuff. So
what do I need to do for her?
Yeah, I'm getting there. Well, first of all, you have to allow her to do for you.
Okay.
So when she offers to help you, take it.
All right.
You know, you're a pretty independent lady.
Oh, I try to be.
Yep. Well, sometimes that serves you and sometimes it doesn't. Okay, so the idea here is that allowing someone to help you or I'm hearing the word serve you, but that's not, it's really more about helping is what it's really going to be beneficial. Because when you allow people to help you, it makes them feel good, and it makes them feel needed.
Yep.
And allowing yourself to need people is something you may want to consider more as you grow older. That hit hard.
It was a laugh. Yeah, it is. It's hard to let people do for you.
Well, that's because you think it makes you weak.
I think so.
And it's not about being weak. It's about loving them enough to allow them to love you.
I think they try. We just have our little... I just want to know that I'm being the right way for them.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. But it's, again...
And it's got to be about me.
Yeah. And it's about you accepting you for who you are. That's going to model for them how they can be strong.
Yes. Yes.
Is that helpful?
Yes, very.
Okay. So do you have any other questions?
No, I thank you, Donna. You've told me a lot, and I understand a lot better now.
Okay. All right. Please understand, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm teasing.
Someday.
But the reason I say that, and I'm saying that for a reason, is because when a person asks a question within the records, I don't see the beginning and I don't see the end. I just hear the answer.
Okay.
So the idea here is the information that's coming to you is not because I have, obviously, any frame of reference because we don't know each other. But
right.
It's because that the information that's coming has to do with giving you the information you need, and then you can choose to make choices around that the way you want to do that.
Knowing what they, that I can do what they need, it's good.
Yeah, and you can, but you also need it.
Of course.
Yep. For sure. For sure.
For sure.
Okay. All right. All right, Ruth. Well, I hope that you feel complete with the information as given, and thank you for calling in, because whether you realize it or not, this has helped many people who are listening.
I hope so.
Absolutely. No one calls in with their question. Everybody thinks, well, it's just my question. Why would I want to call in? Well, because your question helps other people. And I so hope my listeners understand that all questions are welcome.
Yes.
Okay, so keep listening. I appreciate your listenership, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Donna. You have
You're
a
quite
great
welcome.
Day.
Tell your friends. Okay, have a good
I
evening,
will.
Ruth. Okay, bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to just understand that whenever we're dealing with children, adult kids or young kids, it doesn't make any difference. They are a reflection of us. Whatever issues we're having with that child or another individual for that matter, we have to look at where do we sit within that issue. There's a great comment that I have heard and that's coming to me now, and that if you're really dealing with somebody that you're having a hard time with, the comment is, what is it about you that I don't like about me? I'm going to say that again slow. What is it about you that I don't like about me? Because everyone in our life is a reflection of our own experiences that we need to look deeper into. So whether it's a person of that's rejecting you, or a person that's giving you a hard time, or a person who's not being honest about their feelings, if that's anything like that or anything in between, if you have a situation like that, you have to look at where you are also, let's say, not being honest with your feelings, not expressing your feelings, or where, so whatever the situation is, you need to really look at why is this in my life? What is this about me that triggers me? And how am I like this, either for myself or for other people? What part of me has shut down so I can't see the way I'm affecting someone else to the point that someone else has to react to get my attention? There's no one in our lives that create an emotion that aren't there for a purpose. The same way, this is maybe a non sequitur, but the same way no one leaves the planet who isn't complete. Even though it doesn't look like they're complete. So, for example, I had a very dear friend of mine pass away last week, actually. And it was her name is Janice, so I want to dedicate this show to Janice and her family. But Janice left a daughter with a grandchild and a son with a grandchild. Her daughter has a little girl and her son has a little boy. And she lost her son about 18 months ago, and now she passed. And so this family has gone through it. And in talking to them, they're not ready to hear that she was complete because she looked, for all intents and purposes, it looked like she had everything to live for. And all of a sudden she had her aorta tore, and they got her into surgery and she didn't come out of the surgery. But what you need to know, if there are folks out there that have lost loved ones, your grief is your own. Your grief is because you miss them. That may not be news to you, but the reality is that the other person, the person who passed on, they're okay. They completed their work here. Their soul was complete or is complete. Therefore, they left. It has nothing to do with understanding it. When we grieve and cry, it's because something was taken from us, and we feel totally and completely out of control. And we don't like feeling out of control. And that's why there's the seven stages of grief. So if you've lost anyone, I'm not a medium, but the Akashic Records can give you information as to how this person who has passed has impacted your life and what your contract was with that person to help you make sense of your loss. You can feel free to call the program. You can call tonight if you want, and talk to me directly. We have about 15 minutes left for the show at 888-429-5471. Or you can call for a private consultation, and you just email me, and I will email. My phone number is actually on the website, but it's just call my cell phone. That's on the BBS radio website. But it's time for all of us to not just honor those who have gone beyond, but to honor ourselves and our our role in their lives. It's really about being grateful for the time that we had together. And it doesn't make any difference if they did a lot for humanity because, or that's visible. So, for example, somebody who has a lot of friends and was in a whole bunch of different organizations, opposed to the person who just kind of had a very simple life and just was with their family, and they went to work every day, but they didn't have a lot. They didn't do a lot of volunteer work. They affected humanity just as much as the other person who was extremely active. Everybody's here for a reason and purpose. And our sphere of influence is something that those of us who are left behind can never know. We can never know how important that person was to people that we never met. Because all of us affect each other. We affect each other in the way we move through our day, the way we smile at other people, the way we treat people who are clerks at the store or servers in a restaurant or whatever. We impact those people every day. And so we, as individuals, have the ability to model happiness, model kindness, model compassion in everything we say and do. Even the people who give us a hard time, it's really going to be important that you not take that personally, but to send light to that other person. Doesn't mean you can't be aggravated. It just means that you have to be able to open your heart enough to see what part of you is in that aggravation and send light to the other person for showing it to you in gratitude. Even your pain. You know, if people have physical pain and they get angry at the physical pain, and so instead of getting angry at the physical pain, allow yourself to embrace it and allow yourself to talk to your legs or your arms or your hands or whatever part of your body that is in pain and ask that part of it, of your body, what it needs from you. And just listen to that small voice within. Listen to what it has to say to you. And to the best of your ability, really put it out there to try and give your body what it needs. And sometimes that's not easy. I know because I deal with pain all the time. So the telephone number here is 888-429-5471. Love to hear from you. Brent, if you didn't get what you needed, give a call or email me. Again, if you want to email your question, you want to email it to info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom.com. Same name as the show. It's akashicwisdom.com, and it's akashicwisdom for your phone calls and you're listening. You know, we really want to share with you how powerful your mind and feelings are. And one of the things it's important to look at is your intention in this lifetime. We have a caller now. Hello, caller. This is Donna Fox. You're on Akashic Wisdom. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, Donna. It's Christy. How are you?
Oh, good, Christy. How are you? I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you so much for calling. That's great.
Doing fine. Wonderful.
Are you enjoying the show?
I'm just calling. No snow. No snow. Thank goodness.
No, I said, are you enjoying are you enjoying the show?
Yes, the show is great.
Okay.
I thought you were wishing snow on us here.
Oh, God, no. I don't want any No. I'm happy with no snow.
Right. No, I just wanted to call in and share with your listeners what a wonderful experience I had with you today.
Oh, thank
Donna
you.
And I had our first session together. I would imagine first of many. But what a wonderfully balancing, enlightening, and relieving experience for me it was. I know there are a lot of apprehensions in getting into something new, and I showed a little bit of nervousness earlier today. But I wanted everybody to know that it is a wonderful experience spending a little bit of time with Donna. And just to tell you so much, thank you, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad
it was
helpful.
I appreciate it. And, yeah, it was. And, you know, it's funny, I appreciate it, but what ends up happening is the ripple effect. You know, how you throw a pebble into a pond,
uh-huh.
and then you start with one ripple that ends up into multitudes of ripples. And I think that when you spend time with people and use your gift and helping us through our lives, that actually affects our family. They don't even realize it, unless, of course, we share with them what we've done with you.
Right.
But again, I'm not going to take a whole lot of time up, but I wanted to tell you thank you.
Oh, you can take. You're fine. In other words, and the reason I say that is because I love when people call in. So I thank you so much for doing that, and thank you very much for your testimonial, if you will. I so deeply appreciate that. It validates the work that I do, and it validates this program because. The work of the Akashic Records is very grounding work, what I have found, as you've noticed within your own consultation, as well as probably what you were listening to tonight, is it doesn't beat around the bush. But it does it gently and lovingly, and that's why I think that is so profound about the work. I'm so glad that you're going to be available for the workshop because it really working with your own personal Akashic Records is a profound gift that you give yourself.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that too.
Yeah, and
uh-huh.
And maybe your daughter can take it, too. You never know. She'll have to decide.
Right.
Yeah.
Would be wonderful.
Yeah. But she'll
talking to my son tonight about it.
Okay, great. Oh, would that be powerful to have both of your kids? Oh, my goodness. Then you could open your records together and have your individual records open and have a discussion about life.
Right.
And about
what we're doing.
There you go. There you go. That's wonderful. That's great. Oh, yeah. Well, hey,
uh-huh.
You know, the other thing is that once you learn how to open your own records, just as a comment, you can actually go into your classroom with your records open to see how you can best serve your kids, the students.
Right.
So you can use it in every part of your life.
Right.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Which that would be a wonderful blessing in that
sure.
area too.
Yeah, because you never know sometimes when a kid is acting up and you're not sure why, and if you have your records open, you ask, how can I best serve him now or serve her? What does she need from me?
Right.
You know, this
right.
is not about getting into their personal stuff. It's really just about having the observation of the divine even more expanded.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thank you again so much for calling, and I can't wait to work with you again.
Well, I look forward to that, too.
Okay.
Hope everybody has a wonderful night.
All right. Well, thank you so
I'll
much.
Talk to you soon.
All right, darling. Take care. Good night.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was lovely that Christy called in. She and I again had a wonderful session today. And I say wonderful, although I don't really remember a whole lot that I told her, except for some of the stuff that I wrote down. But the idea here is that we all are our own advocates, and we need to be our advocate. We need to be advocates for ourselves and our lives so that we advocate to have the best possible life we can. And so there was a program that was on a few weeks ago where I asked the question, and what came forward is, how do I live a life of integrity? And it's not integrity with others, it's integrity with ourselves. So how do I live a life that I am proud of? And again, it's not about proud of what you've done for others, but proud of how you have listened to your heart to help you move into your best you. So how do I live a life that I admire? How can I live a life that I admire? And it's not about anybody else admiring your life. It's about your own life. So that when you look at it, you say, you know, I did good. I admire myself for this. I admire myself for that. And it's also about acceptance. And it's also about saying, you know, I screwed up there. But that was yesterday, and today is today. And every time I walk through a new doorway, I have a new life. I can have a new perspective. I can shift my focus. I can shift my perspective. You have that opportunity, because every breath you take, you can create a different choice. So ladies and gentlemen, it's now 9:55 here in Ohio. So I'm going to call this session complete. We started a few minutes early. I want you to feel, I want you to know that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records partner with us to help us live the best life we can. And it's up to us to accept that partnership. It's up to us to allow ourselves to feel worthy enough to accept the partnership of the divine. And what's important to know about that is that the divine always has, always will, feel and know that you are worthy of more than you could possibly imagine. And it's just about us allowing that to manifest in our lives. So with that, I'm going to close the records. I want to thank you all for listening. Feel free to email me your questions for the show. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com. If you'd like information on the workshop that's coming up on February 27th and 28th here in Akron, Ohio, please let me know. And if you are unable to travel for whatever reason and may be interested in a Skype workshop, a Skype level one, also let me know. And we'll probably put that up in March. So I'm going to close the records now by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. With that, we ask that all those out there, may all of your burdens be lifted, may your hearts be opened, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records on January 24th, 2016, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks. All righty. Have a great one. Bye-bye.